Welcome to the SDC Daily Podcast. This term we're looking at Matthew's Gospel. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hi Church, it's Friday. We've made it. It's been an absolute pleasure to share my heart and God's Word with you this week. Thank you for putting up with my ramblings, and I hope something of it has connected with your soul to help you through this great adventure we call life. On Monday, we learnt through the faith of the Canaanite woman to be persistent in prayer. On Tuesday, we learnt through the feeding of the 4,000 to lean into an abundance mindset. And on Wednesday, we learnt to be on our guard to false teaching or influences through Jesus' warning about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Yesterday, we learnt in surrender to Jesus we gain everything, as Jesus forecasts his coming sacrifice for us on the cross. Today's passage is Matthew 17:1-13, the glorious story of the Transfiguration, with a particular focus on verses 5-8. Have you ever been so scared, fearful, anxious or stressed that you are just rooted to the spot? Has COVID put your plans on hold? Has a diagnosis stopped you in your tracks? Have financial pressures forced you to stay in the same job or the same place longer than you should have done? Research has found that the human body deals with stress or something it finds absolutely terrifying in one of three ways. You can fight, take flight, or freeze. You could fight a natural predator, an attack or disaster, or even an imagined one, social or health anxiety. Your muscles tense, you start to sweat, and your heart beats faster. You act on impulse to save and preserve yourself. You fight. You could take flight. You could escape an overwhelming threat, whether real or imagined. If you're unable to fight, you need to get to safety and fast. Your blood pressure rises and your blood sugar increases. The adrenaline you feel pushes you to flee the situation. Chances are you're picturing yourself dealing with a traumatic situation in the best way, by either running for safety or readying to face or fight the problem. But actually, by far the most common response is that of the disciples, which is to freeze. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. Here the disciples froze as they were overcome by a holy fear, by the presence of the Holy One. Spurgeon puts it this way: they were in the immediate presence of God, and listening to their Father's voice, well might they lie and prostrate and tremble. Too clear a manifestation of God, even though it related to Jesus, would rather overpower than empower us. Freezing is the primal, desperate attempt to stop the threat, whether real or imagined, from spotting you. When facing danger, it's common for our minds to slow down and assess the situation. Blood is diverted from the brain, and clear thinking becomes incredibly difficult. It's easier just to stay where you are. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. This is what Jesus does. He reaches down to us, speaks gently to us, and he reminds us that he is our Saviour. He is our Messiah, and he is bigger than any threat, whether real or imagined, that may come our way. The simplest lessons the disciples learnt, and that we can learn from this passage, is to turn your eyes upon Jesus. When you are laid off or lose income, turn your eyes upon Jesus. When you get that dreaded diagnosis, turn your eyes upon Jesus. When you are cowering in fear, turn your eyes upon Jesus. And when all around you is shifting or crumbling, turn your eyes upon Jesus. In the words of the great hymn, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are our Saviour and bigger and more powerful than any threat, whether real or imagined, that may come up against us. Help us to turn our eyes upon you every day and watch the hard parts of our life grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. Amen. The Bible passage for today is Matthew 17, 1-13. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, is it good for us to be here? If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. Get up, he said. Don't be afraid. When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The disciples asked him, Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first? Jesus replied, To be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. Surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.